You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have got Hannah Burgoyne in studio. Kia ora, Hannah. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. It's lovely to have you in here today. We're chatting to you because you are coming up. You're part of the Gus Fisher Gallery, which is down on Shortland Street. And people might know it as that big, amazing brick building that looks kind of terrifying from the outside, but is actually quite incredible on the inside. But you guys have got a really interesting special anniversary heritage tour coming up because it used to be the 1YA building. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what the 1YA building is if people aren't familiar with it?
Absolutely, yeah. So the building was created in 1935 and it was the first purpose-built radio broadcasting studios in the country. So it was built to house Radio 1YA originally and then it transitioned into TVNZ in the 1960s and ended up becoming the site of the first public television broadcast in New Zealand.
That's so cool. So you are the gallery assistant at the Gus Fisher Gallery, but you're also the in-house heritage expert as well. So you've been doing a lot of research on the building and its history for this tour and also for the reopening of the gallery. Maybe before we talk a little bit about the tour, do you want to tell us a little bit about what's been happening at the Gus Fisher Gallery over the last sort of year? Because it's gone through some big changes.
Yeah, it has. So we've had some really extensive renovations done to the building. So we closed in about September last year and we basically had a whole new floor put down, so a wooden floor, which is a lot more in keeping with the original floor that they had in the building. And we also had a new wall built to make it more more viable as a gallery space for us. We pretty much overhauled our exhibition program as well. And now we're focusing more on group exhibitions curated around a central theme.
And you've done quite a lot of amazing, these renovations on the inside have changed the shape of the inside quite a bit, put some bright colours on the wall and everything. So if you're feeling a little bit intimidated walking past the outside, once you go through the doors, it's a very different atmosphere inside there as well. So I definitely recommend checking it out. But maybe we should talk a little bit about 1YA and a little bit about why it is that you're doing this heritage tour. So if it is the site of this first broadcast, how did it get to that point? How did they end up there?
So I think the reason why they ended up choosing the building as the site of the first television broadcast is because it was already really well set up for radio in the first place. So it had two really great studios. One of them was Studio One, which was set up to house a full orchestra so that they could broadcast live music from there. So when TV was introduced, that ended up becoming the largest television studio in the country. So they filmed programs like Come On there, which is really well known from the 1960s. So it was really well set up for that. And so the government was doing tests in the building as early as 1951, and they ended up deciding, because those tests were so successful, that it would work really well for transitioning into television.
I've also seen here that one of the first things that was broadcast was a live performance of the Howard Morrison Quartet. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so that was, I think that was the climax of the night, basically, the first public broadcast. So that all happened in Studio One, and we've actually unearthed a really cool photograph of Howard Morrison being prepped for that first night in
That's
Studio
so
One.
Cool. That's so cool. I love when you find a little gem like this. Someone's just texted in, where is this building? It's on Shortland Street. It's 74 Shortland Street. So in the CBD, it's a big, gorgeous, sort of intimidating from the outside, gorgeous and friendly on the inside building, big brick building down there as well. So you might have walked past it and not realised what it is in the past. So what kind of... This must have been a huge moment in New Zealand. Our first television broadcast is a massive thing as well. Do you know much about the way it was sort of received by the public or what people were sort of like feeling leading up to that thing as well?
Yeah, so not so much about how people felt leading up to it, but I imagine it must have been a lot of pressure because they only had 13 staff working on that first broadcast and it was a very makeshift setup. And I think it was set up in the space which became our main gallery space now, so Studio 2 at the time. It was a really big success. We've got a headline from the New Zealand Herald, which deemed it a huge success in capital letters. So, yeah, that was pretty good feedback for the first night. But it only went on for 2 hours on that first night, which seems very short to us now.
Yeah, it had the old sort of the, was it the Goodnight Kiwi? Was that at that era or was that later?
Good question. I think that was something that happened. I think originally they just did like a general sign off at the end of the night, and then the Goodnight Kiwi emerged maybe in like the 70s or maybe the end of the 60s.
It's kind of, it's crazy to think that you can have 24 hour access to, you know, television through your computer now, even.
Absolutely.
And back then it was just 2 hours on, you know, one night a week kind of situation as well. So you guys have been up to heaps down at the Gus Fisher Gallery. You've got a big exhibition on at the moment called We're Not Too Big to Care, and that's on for a little bit longer till the 15th of June.
That's right.
So you'll be walking around the exhibition space, I presume, while you're doing this tour on the weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. So the tour starts at 2 o'clock and finishes at about 3 o'clock, and people are very welcome to stay in the space and experience the exhibition afterwards. There's a really great film by a Chinese artist called Chow Fei, which is about an hour long. It's basically like a movie. So, yeah, people are very welcome to stay and watch that for as long as they like.
Settle in for the afternoon.
Yeah.
So that's this coming Saturday, is that right?
That's right, yep. Saturday, 1st of June, which is to mark the day that the first public broadcast on television happened.
Fantastic. And will you be taking the tour, or who's going to be
I'll be taking it, yeah.
Fabulous. So I'm sure you have plenty of great nuggets and stories that you can share with people when they come along too. Also, if people are interested, they can head along to St. Kevin's Arcade and check out your off-site exhibition that you've got at the moment, which you might have seen if you've been hanging around there. Please, Sir, by Rachel McLean. And that is on for a little bit longer, end of this week. You've got just a couple of days, 30th of May. So nip down there and check it out as well.
Yeah,
thank you so
much,
Hannah.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So make sure you head along on Saturday to go to the special anniversary heritage tour of the former 1YA building, which is the Gus Fisher Gallery now, down on Shortland Street, 74 Shortland Street. Hannah will be there to show you around and let you know what was happening back in 1960. Very exciting. June the 1st.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.